Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 53 for the week of March 6th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm G-Man.
And here we are with another episode for you guys. This time we are covering the Halo 3 and Other Games show. So we're going to be talking about stuff we would like to see in Halo 3, as well as stuff we'd like to fix between Halo 2 and Halo 3. And you know, hopefully it'd be pretty awesome if Bungie was listening, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, no. Give us some credit for
they could actually implement some of this stuff. It'd be awesome. But so we'll be covering that. We'll also be talking about other games that Halo freaks play, and kind of going into some of the details about those, why people like them, and what's good about those games. So we got a packed show. Let's get rocking on that. Oh, by the way, this guy, TheBeast205, sent in this thing. He says, hey, guys, I was thinking, and I think a cool name for the Halo 3 and Other Games show would be Halo 3 and Other Amaz. Just a suggestion. Thank you, TheBeast205. We'll be, from now on, this is called the Halo 3 and Other Amaz show. I have no idea what an Amaz is.
Amaz.
That's short for amazing.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's like Leet Talk or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not
Uber Amaz.
UberAmaz.com. So, anyway, Other Amaz show right on. Moving on to the Halo 3 stuff. JV, why don't you get started, dude?
Sure. If I were Halo 3, what would I look like? Well, okay. First off, let's start off with things that that have already been mentioned. Things that have been mentioned have been bots, which is a very popular one. New weapons, levels, vehicles, game types, enemies. Flying pelicans, troop transports, human version of Ghost and Banshee, and dynamic weather. Now, Lil Sum Sum, and I want some.
Amen.
He says, this is Lil Sum Sum. I don't think there should be any major changes as far as gameplay goes. I would like to see super bounces eliminated.
All right. Next tip.
Yeah, that would be nice, man. I would really like to see a map editor, which would be really cool. Just take 2 seconds and think about this.
Could
okay,
be.
One, two. If I had...
Okay, I think the map editor would be just as good as what modding is now, because that's pretty much what they do.
Well, it's going to be with the 360, so, yeah. I mean, so far, so good. There hasn't been a hack. So, I hope that didn't come out in the background. And, okay, to continue with Lil Sum Sum. Okay, we could use the online marketplace to sell them and get credits for other things in the marketplace. Another thing I would like would be the ability to save matches and replay them. That would be pretty cool. Possibly export them to a connected PC for editing or uploading to a site for download. Something similar to Project Gotham TV. That would be cool where we could watch some of the higher ranked battles. I would be satisfied with a simpler spectator mode like Call of Duty 2. I also think this would deter cheaters on some degree. Project Gotham has the Project Gotham TV where you can it's random races are randomly selected.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But that'll be kind of cool where... actually, Perfect Dark was supposed to have that where you can actually watch matches as they go on. And they never implemented that. So, we'll see.
Oh, totally, yeah.
That'd make Machinima...
Oh, you were going to say something?
Yeah, that'd make Machinima easy for every aspiring Machinima maker. If you could just export it to a PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would actually be cool. Yeah, that would be cool. Delock says, for Halo 3, I want them to bring back race mode. They dropped it because it was the least played game type. Honestly, I have no idea what race mode was, but...
Dude, that was like... Wow. It was really weird on Halo 1. Nobody ever played it. It was like you had like these little waypoints that you had to like race
to the waypoints, basically.
Whether you had vehicles or not. Like a lot of times you didn't have vehicles.
Yeah.
At the end, like slow Halo mode, you know, and you're like half like jogging to these things, and you're like, come on, trying to get to these. Oh man, that was such the worst part is like. Is one on those multi-level levels that the ones have three or four floors, and you're like going around and around, and you're trying not to fall off and everything, and then somebody comes out of nowhere and like beats you down, and then you start at the bottom again. And you're like freaking.
Yeah, that wouldn't do too good on multiplayer.
Because be loco. Now you can blow up all the vehicles, and that wouldn't be much fun.
Yeah, unless they had like these little like, you know, like single man racing bikes or something. But,
or you like automatically start with no weapon or something.
Yeah. Simon says, freeze.
Exactly.
My Halo 3 wish list would be more actions, such as giving commands, doing dodge rolls, more active environments, more information on the Forerunners and Flood.
I'm sure you'll get your wish on that one, man.
New characters, new baddies. More customizable characters, more campaign skulls, more than 16 people on one game, being able to fly pelicans, phantoms, seraphs, and long swords. Seraphs are covenant fighters, long swords are human jets. New game types and new customizable variants.
Wasn't the longsword the one where he flew away at the end of Halo 1?
Yeah, and in the book after Halo blows up.
Yeah,
I thought that was the pelican. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but like
look at the pelican.
No,
like at the end of Halo 1, that one where he gets in at the very end.
Yeah,
and,
he took off his mask.
And he takes off his helmet and everything.
But you never see
it. Yeah, it was like this. It looked like a B2 bomber kind of.
Yeah, that's
like a big
where
triangle.
They you actually see in Halo 2 when they first when they crash land into the city.
And
Mambozo, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
If you're looking at looking out the window, on the first level in Halo 2, sometimes you can see some seraphs fly by the stations and some other random ships.
Cool.
Smith8907 says, I heard in episode 45 you talking about dropping guns for another person to pick up and a secondary fire on weapons. In PDZ, you can do both of these. Just simply press down on the D-pad to drop your weapon, and if you don't have any weapons, you can simply use your fists to punch. This is very useful in co-op. To use secondary fire, you press RB. For example, on one of the snipers, the secondary weapon is a grenade launcher. I think these would be useful in Halo 3, so you could launch grenades farther in bigger maps. In Halo 3, I'd also like to see a map like Chiron. Except also like Backwash.
Yeah, it's always fun.
As in, it's a darker environment, so you can hide next to a teleporter and assassinate them. And especially on
Assassinations rule.
What's it called? Warlock. Yeah, hide
totally.
To the right or the left. And to avoid
especially
that,
especially with the CTF game.
Yeah.
Dude.
And if you to avoid that, walk into it backwards because you pop out facing those two holes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. Titus117 says, I think when the MC picks up a new gun or ammo, it should appear on your player. Example, you're holding a BR and you have a rocket launcher strapped to your back. You have two pistols in holder and an SMG in a sling. This way you'd be able to tell what weapons your enemy has from a distance, and when you pick up more ammo, it's stuck to your belt or armor, like the books, when an MC tapes a lot of mags to his chest.
That sounds cool, actually. You know, I in the past we had mentioned that more for the purpose of the realistic factor of saying, like, when you're holding a bunch of crap, you'd be able to see it because, you know, you're holding a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also it may be, like, slowing you down and you not being able to hold, like, you know, a truckload of stuff that it disappears when you're not carrying it and stuff like
where
that.
Where does it go?
But this is a good...
Ghost Recon 3 can see that.
Yeah, totally. But this is, like, a good point, though, in that you'll be able to see what your enemy has. Yeah. So you can, like, know who to take down and who has the power weapons, all that good stuff.
Enemies in Halo 2, like the bots in campaign, they never have another weapon, so it's just what they're holding.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I've always wondered where that grenade launcher was stored at.
Yeah, where are they putting that thing?
So,
take lots of Vaseline. Anyway.
Or maybe some margarine. I can't believe it's hot butter.
Oh my gosh. Well, before the show drops down in the toilet, let's go to Crazy Eminem, who says, one thing I would kind of like to see in Halo 3 is medals in campaign. Isn't it more logical to have medals in the war against the enemy than the stealing flags of your friend's game? That actually makes a lot of sense. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to one from Psycho, spells it P-H-S-Y-C-O. I think Halo 3 should have cooler weapons. Don't get me wrong. Their weapons are cool, you know, existing, but I think there should be more machine guns and more rocket launchers, for instance. I think Halo 3 should have, like, tricked out people and four players on campaign, like, tricked out with, like, rims and drop down and ground effects on the Warthog. And, yeah. That's right.
Some spinners, baby.
Spinners. It's all about the spinners, man. Fuzzy dice. Since he hasn't played a lot, but for all that he has played, it's one of the best games he's played. He has a PS2, and the closest game he can get to Halo is Red Faction 2. Oh, you're missing out, dude. Red Faction 2. Has cool guns like the Wasp, the Nano, the GL, and fire grenades, etc. He thought Wasps only sting. He's like, I thought Wasps only sting, not blow your head off. LOL. I think you should try the game out. It rocks. Plus, please put me on the air.
Okay.
Psycho, you are okay. On the air. Congratulations.
We right. Have a movie made about you.
He is a psycho.
Okay, moving on to Veggie Burger. Veggie Burger says when you bend down to pick up a new weapon, you see the MC reach down and switch weapons. Okay. For the tip. Nice.
And then the rocket launcher goes popping out, but yeah. You know, that's for another show.
Of course, where it comes from. When you look down, you should see more than just your legs, because really, when you really look down, you see most of your body. You know, I didn't even notice that until you sent this in, Veggie Burger. Because, like, I was like, look, you know, I was thinking of that, I was like, oh yeah, you know, it's like, you know, look down, and you see your chest and everything, it's like, what does this guy have, like, this hinge on, like, the bottom of his neck, so that, and, like, an extendo neck, so that he, like, looks down and he, like, looks way past his body or something? Yeah, I never even thought of that. That's a really good point.
It's like one of those African tribal people that put the rings around their neck.
Yeah, that's what it is. Master Chief is actually an African tribal guy.
Yeah, he has, like, four Halo rings wrapped around his neck.
That explains it. Every time he destroys another Halo, he puts another ring in his neck.
It's like stickers on his helmet.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. So, anyway, he thinks he should also be able to unlock secret Marines, like a Marine who runs around trying to kill everyone on his team, or maybe a gay Marine.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to actually happen.
Yoo-hoo!
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Master Chief, yoo-hoo.
Master Chief, I'll go back door.
Oh, no. I see your rocket launcher.
Want me to get that out for you?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. And he's saying, wouldn't it be cool if you can make a squad of Marines, like, for instance, if you could pick 10 or 20 Marines that follow you on certain missions, and you get to pick their appearance and personality, like aggressive or defensive, and you could pick their weapons, so most of them have BRs and SMGs, while a few have shotties, and one or two have snipers and rockets. Good idea, but the thing is with that, it's going to get way too complicated for something.
The snipers are rubbish anyways.
Yeah,
they're rubbish?
Yeah. If they didn't have unlimited ammo, they'd be out of ammo in like a minute because they fire
fiddlesticks.
Off. They fire off like all four shots at once.
Yeah, true.
I was at a Friday's, and the waiter, you know, he was a gay Marine. Let's just put it that way, and something happened. All of a sudden, I hear, "Oh, horse pucky!"
Oh man!
I was like,
that'd be so funny to hear that in a game, dude. Everybody's like cussing at each other.
Oh, horse Bucky. Horse Bucky. And I'm saying it a bit more masculine than he did, but
horse Bucky. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm here eating a tossed salad, and he's screaming out horse Bucky. I'm like, it wasn't a
Dude, I would have spit my salad all over the person right across from me.
It's like the real life Ned Flanders.
You'd be covered in Caesar dressing.
Crouton bits
yeah,
in their hair.
Caesar, baby.
Anyway.
Alrighty. Human says, this is my website, all about Halo 3. There's some really cool stuff in here. It's www.freewebs.com/Halo 3 speculation.
Pretty cool.
Gigantor. I think it would be good in Halo 3. Wait. I think it would be good in Halo 3 for you to be able to see your guns. See the guns that you're carrying. What we had discussed before. For instance, you can see the rocket launcher around your shoulder. On your back, when you're not using it. Or the grenade handle. No, sorry about that. All the handle of the sword on your belt.
That's kind of cool, like a holster for your sword.
Also, more Easter eggs. More Easter eggs would be good. When it comes to customization of your character, I think it would be great to be able to modify small things like visors. For instance, having a mirrored glass one, which would be kind of neat. Reflective black, red, green, etc. Have an immediate turnaround button or something. Like you click it and you immediately face you face the opposite
that'd
direction.
Sweet.
What game was that had?
Oh,
there was
something. I'm
trying to remember.
Man.
There was a game.
But that would be so awesome though, because then your sensitivity wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, but imagine hitting it by accident and you start spinning.
You
all
just
over
like
place.
Keep hitting it in random like fast succession. You're like your guy gets dizzy and falls over.
Man. I wonder if you can find the recipe for the next one in the cookbook.
Yeah, now this one he says be able to cook a grenade. Now I don't know what's the term for that, but
regular extra crispy.
I don't know.
I think he meant
I like my
prime a grenade.
I like to choose the grenades. Alright, when you run out of ammo in a gun, be able to hold it in a position where it would hurt more during a melee. Kind of like Condemned for the Xbox 360.
Like where you grab it by the front and swing it?
Like hitting someone in the nose. Kind of like Spellcheck's old Kung Fu kick. Make it take longer to bring your gun back to position. But since you're not able to shoot them, you just don't care. Yeah. Also, not having to hold down the joystick to stay
crouched.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Just like click once.
Yeah, man. Having to hold that down, man, my thumbs get cramped up sometimes.
And when you get moving too fast, it automatically stands you back.
So that's the thing, though, is like I think they did that on purpose because they made it hard to crouch on purpose. But still, it's like, man,
You don't take advantage of the stealth and all that.
But man, that's a pain.
This one is pretty cool. Show armor damage when a normal marine gets shot in the armor. Let it crack.
Yeah,
or
that'd
something.
Be way cool. Yeah.
Some type of body armor damage would be nice, like some dents or something.
Doesn't have to be, you know, faces getting blown off and everything, but you know, giant pools of blood flying all over the place and gore and everything.
Okay. A decapitation from a sword would be kind of neat.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, the grunt can pick it up and throw it at you or something.
You should be able to swing a sword in different ways.
Stick a plasma grenade in it and throw
Use
it at
your
you.
Head. Keep it. Do it to party, Victor. You're awesome.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Oh yeah. And a note on the on the visors.
Yeah.
It's already a reflective orange one. It's already like that.
Yeah, like a silver. A reflective one will be kind of nice.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be able to modify your armor too much because then you lose the mold ginner concept. it wouldn't be like the same kind of armor.
Yeah. I was pissed off they didn't have a black color. What the heck?
That would have been awesome. You know what would be cool is if they had it available in customs, but you couldn't do it in matchmaking.
Oh yeah, because the Rumble Pit midship would be so easy.
Or Warlock, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, so okay, Immortal 3. He says, I think one thing many people are forgetting is the Jackal Shield. This could save you from many new combos because the charged plasma pistol would take down the whole Jackal Shield, leaving you with your own shields left to pwn the other guy.
Yeah.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Totally, yeah.
And when it goes out, it could be a melee weapon or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you don't know how many times, I mean, you're like into a groove and takes one dude to do the noob combo, and that's it.
That would be a great defense against the noob combo, though, because you can only, you know, like he was also saying on there is that you can only hold a dual-wieldable weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Dual-wieldable weapon. But pronunciation is getting gooder and gooder.
Mole gooders.
You know, but like you can't like snipe with a freaking Jackal Shield or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd be cool. If
yeah,
you
no,
have
you know, it'll still even it out a little bit. You know,
or if you could snipe. Have you guys ever played Splinter Cell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have to take the breath to hold it.
Oh yeah.
And it'd wiggle all the time. There'd be no breath, but it'd just wiggle all the time.
Yeah, I know that's a nice feature.
Yeah.
Kind of like I believe Perfect Dark does that as well.
Yeah. Oh, didn't we play?
And, it would prevent like because sniping is pretty easy on Halo 2.
Yeah,
now.
It is.
They had they added a noob combo game as a playlist on Team Hardcore.
Action Sack.
Yeah, Action Sack. Mm.
Yeah, that's right, huh?
Sack. Yeah.
Yeah, a little double meaning on that game title, Bungie.
Got me hungry. I want some White Castles now.
Nice.
Yeah. All righty. Okay.
Let's move on here.
Moving on.
Let's do it.
Tollbooth Willie says, I would add more vehicles to the mix. Like... like
nice, dude. Thanks for the double ad. You know what's even better is that G-Man actually said both ads.
I know, he actually said it.
I would add
you can tell he's really focused.
Yeah.
I purposely did that. Okay.
Right.
Some kind of objective game that revolves... okay. That revolves around that vehicle. I would also have more people allowed into the custom game or multiplayer match. I had a LAN party last week, and we had 32 through 48 people, and it was crazy.
Okay, wait, you had 32 to 48 people? That's a big range. You don't know how many you had between 32 and 48? Dude, seriously. We had between 5 and 150 people. It was awesome.
I never passed fifth
grade.
And I
really did have this LAN party, I'm telling you.
It was crazy.
Off the hook.
Yeah, he must have been, maybe he was a little,
out of it.
Under the influence at that moment.
I think he had a few frosty beverages.
Strung out on the recliner. Okay. I would have been...
Dude, we didn't even say nothing, dang.
I could hear, like, in his voice, it was shaking.
He was going fast, man.
Okay. Okay, right. I would have been cool if we could all have gone to on Terminal or some larger map and just get crazy. I might also add some weapons like a realistic M16 or a grenade that a concussion. There would also be an option to make your Xbox Live symbol your face, since Microsoft is releasing that camera. Also, Jesus. An ability to run more than one clan. My friend wants to play clan matches with me, but I am permanently in Podtacular Pro D for life. I also had a funny idea that Bungie could do. They could somehow incorporate Halo 3 and the movie so you could play the game to see the movie or vice versa.
That would be cool if they kind of integrated, you know, somehow like some of the plot from the movie into the game or stuff. I'm sure they got something figured out, at least some kind of little tie-in for that. But, either, you know, it'd be cool if they kind of brought it to the next level and just had, you know, details from the movie that were in the game or things that it actually, you know, you the game, I don't know, the movie had backstory for the game or something like that. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have speculation that Halo 3 may be, like, the prequel to the movie or after the movie.
That would be interesting.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but the last thing I want to see is Caboose's custom face.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to mention that. Dude, the face pictures? Oh, man. That's asking for it right there.
You're like, it's like you take it out of proportion so it, like, shrinks it to some
because
degree.
What's stopping you from taking a picture of your butt cheeks?
That's what I'm talking about, dude. It's like okay,
or something else.
It's like please players turn this into a porno game. That's what they're saying if they do that. So
yeah.
Probably not a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Shoe Jables from chloroformparty.com says proximity, I think that's how it's spelled, nades, gives Master Chief a personality outside of the general badass, or almost new weapons like Halo 1, keep the Needlers, handgun, plasma rifle, and human sniper, add a new variant of alien sniper, or maybe a sniper that had more flexibility in scoping, instead of just 2x or 8x or whatever. You could steal weapons would be interesting, like have a bare hands weapon you could fight or steal. For some reason, that sounds like something from A New Perfect Dark. Different kinds of jump. Instead of just jumping A, hit the D-pad while in the air in a direction to do like a special jump, like a backflip or something.
Backflip.
Turn it in there.
That's
Taekwon,
all we need is
Taekwon Halo Do.
Yeah, really, dude. Doing like Halo or Master Chief, like on the suspension rings of the gymnastics horse.
Halo Olympics.
Do a pirouette in the air.
Exactly.
Be like
spinning on the bars, doing like a double front flip and landing with his hands up, like yeah.
Blood Gulch 2010.
And everybody clapping.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. All these custom games with people like. Dressing like skin tight Master Chief outfits. Yeah.
Like
I mean,
that'll
make interest in Machinima, that's for sure.
Okay. Kimo23 says there could be a Darth Maul style plasma sword, like double sided.
Cool.
That'd be cool if you could have like the left and the right trigger going there.
Oh, yeah.
Just take off the dash.
In levels like Terminal, I think you should be able to grab onto the train, of course. If you don't get off by the time it goes in the tunnel, you die. And when you're carrying the bomber flag, you can't grab on.
Okay, like, the train is going, like, 250 miles an hour. This
like
is what I want to know. You grab on the train, you lose your arms. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but remember,
you black out from G-forces.
Seriously, dude.
No, but you're a super soldier, so you're 7 feet tall. It shouldn't...
Yeah, but if you grab onto the train... If you don't lose your arms, you're like 3 feet longer by the time you let go of the train.
You smash into the wall anyways.
Yeah, true.
But that could be a new game type, though. Think about it. You know, everybody has to run after your arm and freaking get it back.
An arm can teleport.
Capture my arm.
You're like running around like a monkey, like on your knuckles and stuff, because your arms are like all extended because you grabbed onto the train. That'd be awesome.
The guy'd be like, capture my arm.
Capture my arm. In a world with long arms. City.
That'd be awesome, if there was some kind of, like, public transportation like that or something that you could, like, actually, like, get onto a vehicle and, you know, use that to transport something.
Kind of transport,
but there was balance so that, you know, they could snipe from certain spots and things like that. But, you know, it would be kind of
like
cool.
Like a bus that drives around, like, heads on.
Yeah. The guy's like, you know, hey, going to 42nd and 3rd. And...
Yeah, then they go on
there's
a strike.
Like one of those little...
Like they did over
yeah, exactly. You have serious problems.
Like, you check out the front of the thing to see where it's going. It says, like, charter or something. You're like, what?
It's, like, out of service. You're like, crap.
Wait, it's going to Zanzibar. Oh, man.
Next one. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
You're, like, sitting there for, like, a couple hours. You're like, man, freaking, how long is this bus going to take?
It's going, like, 2 miles an hour. Jeez. You got the flag in it.
Oh, man.
I got to get to work, man. Dang.
The flag's, like, hanging out the sunroof.
That'd be awesome. They got like a hole in the roof of the flag. They're like, hey, just stick that up there. Well, you stick that up there, yeah.
Everybody's chasing you and shit. Hurry up.
It's like they can't actually get in until it stops, so they walk next to it until you get to your stop.
Guy pulls up, he's like, sorry, dude, I got stuck in traffic. Oh, man. Oh, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we better get going here. Okay.
Hit. You're up.
Freaking killed that bus thing to death, man. Okay. Moving on to quality beverage. He says he thinks a great option... Jeez.
What was that, dude? Sorry, I just heard him, like, fall or something.
I think he's under, like, cardiac arrest. Clear.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, moving on to Quality Jeverage, who says, I think a great option for customs would be to actually choose exactly where a flag spawns. Like bomb points, oddball spawns, etc. would be really cool. For example, they could show you an overhead map of the map, like a bird's eye view of any given map, and allow you to click and drag with the thumbstick the flag, bomb, ball points to where you want them to be. Obviously, you can do this in matchmaking, but he thinks it'd be really fun possibilities for custom games. That actually sounds really cool.
Except you couldn't put it on top of buildings.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it'd be custom.
Well,
if
the maps are big enough, then yeah, that'll be a great idea because, you know, let's face it, everybody pretty much know where the flag is going to be at. So
yeah, you could just like have a...
This way you set up different strategies depending on where the flags are at.
You could, like, have a thing where you're just a Master Chief. You're in, like, bomb plant mode. You're in bombs or whatever, spot plant mode or whatever it is. And you're running around the map and you put it where you want. And when you're done, you just back out. You know, you say you're done and then you back out to the lobby and then you're ready to go. So,
kind of like what I was, that game I was selling you, Hot Peas and Butter.
Hot Peas and Butter, man. Sounds like an awesome game. Can't wait to play that one. Moving on to XXBackers629XX, quite a name, who says, more levels on Earth with buildings would be sweet. Defending Earth from sure destruction. More small maps for multiplayer and Xbox Live. I agree on that one. I really liked Elongation, even though I know nobody ever plays it. But anyway, he likes small maps because he doesn't like rockets, but loves snipers and BRs. Lockout and Colossus are some of the best maps, along with Zanzibar.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Definitely more stuff on Earth would be awesome. Everybody was expecting that and kind of let down.
Or on the home world of Covenant.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure there'll be some tie-in with that. You know, because they had the what do you call it? The arc? No, yeah, the whole like metal, like Death Star type planet going on.
Oh,
jeez,
yeah.
I can't believe I don't know the name of that. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so
it
they
was
had
like
that.
Where the High Charity.
Oh, you're
talking
about the
That's
ship
what
in
it was called.
End?
Yeah. It's called High Charity.
High Charity, yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that thingajig. got one from Reapin' Raven who says on large maps, proximity mines in bases or on the roads would be really cool. Maybe a futuristic helicopter would be cool too. Good idea. Or some, you know, variation on a helicopter. He's also looking for a few of the maps to be, of course, like the classic ones with close quarters, but a few ginormous tacular maps. Yeah, these
Triple
maps would be
huge.
Bigger than containment and waterworks that would emphasize the use of vehicles to get to a central city-like fighting area. And I think that's what they were trying to do with containment and yet make it balanced enough so that it wouldn't take you like 10 minutes to get across the map and then only to get sniped and you're like, crap, I gotta start over again. Oh my gosh.
Map of Manjaro. That's like
containment. Yeah, that would mean more vehicles.
If you don't have a vehicle on containment, it stinks.
Yeah, dude, you'll be on the side of the road thumbing for a ride.
Oh, forget about it, man.
Anybody going to another base?
Hey, big boy. Want to drop me
off? Show some leg.
That's where the gay Marine comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
He has like a sign, honk if you're...
That was very scary, dude. All right, man. Spec Ops says you should do dual wield swords.
That's a mod.
Which was mentioned earlier. Two in each hand would give you an advantage. Two in each
hand. Yeah, I think he meant one in each hand, General but he Grievous. Says two in each hand. It's like freaking yeah. ninja style, man.
You're talking about like General Grievous there.
You carry like 10 swords in each hand. You're like, I'm going to get you.
Come here. I'm going to palm you.
Your arms start on like a rotor.
You're like spinning. Yeah. Woo.
It's oh, like man. Mortal
so,
Kombat.
Two in each hand. This will give you an advantage over others, but to even it out for others, they would have a hard time seeing and can't throw grenades.
I know that
person with only one sword could see better and hold another weapon.
I know that
I'm assuming he's saying that your field of view would be blocked from the swords. I can't see.
I have too many swords.
I was at eBay the other day, and there was some guy from England that was selling these mods for double swords for $20.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
There's a whole bunch of them lined up. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Double swords.
Crazy.
Okay, Spec Ops also sent another one. It says a helicopter would be pretty awesome. It would have a minigun on the left side and should fire rockets. Better melee system would be good. A new type of grenade, like a flashbang or detonators for them. A respawn system like Star Wars Battlefront might be sweet.
Cool.
Have you played Ghost Recon? Is it like that? Like you choose your spawn point and then spawn?
I believe that's Battlefront, isn't it? Where Battlefield 2?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Where you pick different flag points. Because Star Wars Battlefront also has... I know what he's talking about, where you can choose different
people
sections of the map.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like a strategy element.
If they were to put that
or
in...
they can simply...
Yeah, if they were going to put that in custom game, they should do like what they did with the Banshee, take off the heavy weapon and leave the minigun. That's just way too much firepower for one ship.
Yeah. Well, I think the spawn system right now is pretty decent for Halo 2. Because Perfect Dark, for instance, you can spawn in a base. Like, let's say you're doing Capture the Flag, but I've had, like, even the computer-controlled bots, they were spawn camping. So even though you're in a base, you got 11 seconds or something to get out. Once you get out, there's no way to control spawn camping, so...
A note on that.
At least
though,
in Halo 2, you kind of spawn randomly.
Yeah.
They did a good job on that. I mean, because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I like it the way it is.
That'd make it easier, because if you're playing Capture the Flag and you die defending it and then they grab it all of a sudden and you spawn, like, if you're on Coagulation, you spawn up by the Brute Shot and you have to run all the way down.
Yeah, that would kind of give an advantage. Not much of an advantage, but, you know, somewhat of an advantage of trying to get your flag back, like spawn in between them and their base or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. All right, TB Renzi. He wrote, it's a war game. We need some huge war battles. I would also like to add something like a custom game list where you can post your games on a list with other custom games and people can join them. That way, you don't need to have a lot of friends. Don't have to have a lot of friends on to get a custom game going.
So I think he's talking about kind of like setting up matchmaking for custom games, except without having the true skill type matchmaking.
Kind of like
going
Rainbow.
On.
Have you played
what Rainbow Six used to do, where you can pick which kind of game type you wanted to play, and
like,
choose which map or whatever they were in.
That's kind of an interesting idea, but as long as it. One thing I didn't like about the Rainbow Six 3 system was the whole, you know, there's so much emphasis on getting, you go to a server and you stay in that server.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Halo 2 does it is so awesome. And big kudos to Bungie on the way they set that up with not having the emphasis on the server anymore. The server is just kind of whoever has the best bandwidth and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's not really a matter of that. It's a matter of who's in your party. Because ultimately, it's like, we don't care about how the back end works. You know, we want to be able to just set up a game where we all play together. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Silver Stalker. He sent us an entire podcast worth of tips.
I'm telling you, man.
Here is an excerpt.
It was like two or three pages long.
Maybe he should go make his own podcast.
I mean, they're good stuff, Silver Stalker, but dude, gotta cut it down, buddy.
Yeah. Well, here we go. I would also like to make a multi-juggernaut game where you could have two or three more juggernauts either working with or against each other. And also, I would like an option for the juggernaut to be able to only use certain weapons and vehicles. This would be cool for hide-and-seek and fan-created games.
Cool idea.
I kind of don't like juggernauts sometimes, but multi-juggernauts, I don't know. Defeats the purpose of the game, because the whole point of the game is just having one guy with superhuman strength.
I was in the worst juggernaut game ever. Something was wrong with my Xbox, and it wouldn't let me quit the game. It kept saying there was a problem with Xbox Live, and it was a juggernaut game where he was invisible, he had super speed, and he also had overshield and unlimited ammo. So he was impossible to kill, and the host was this little kid who would stand by every time he lost Juggernaut, kill the Juggernaut, take it back, and he wouldn't quit the game, and the score was set to 100.
Oh my gosh.
I just shut my Xbox off at 80.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Okay. I would also make a game type built in for zombie type games. For one team, could only use one weapon, and you would switch teams automatically if you were killed. This would be cool, but I see some disadvantages. See some disadvantages to it, so it would be a stretch.
I think we can pretty much count on that, you know.
Perfect Dark has infection.
Yeah,
and that's like one of my favorite game types for Perfect Dark because, like he said, you die and you automatically become a skeleton.
I think it'd be
awesome. The only thing is, you do have a disadvantage because the skeleton starts off with a pistol while the uninfected players can purchase any type of weapon they want. But, you know, once you kill one guy, you can take his weapons and everything. So, it's fun, though.
Cool.
I think that'd be a disadvantage because, Bungie could come up with some awesome code where if you got shot with a weapon that wasn't the weapon they start with, or they just couldn't pick up other weapons... Because I was playing a game the other day, and I just got killed by a normal human weapon.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it gets out of hand. Alright, another change I would make in multiplayer would be to unable indestructible vehicles, like the human ones in Halo 1.
Yeah.
That takes enable, out the...
sorry about that. I said unable. I meant enable.
That takes out the realistic factor.
Yeah, but it just have the option to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess for, like, you know, tricks, like the grenade,
Or smashing someone against the wall.
What was that with the grenading, the warthogs, and...
Yeah, launching them on top of the
people fly.
Light beam towers and everything, yeah.
I would also make an option, spawn with no weapons. I mean, with damage... I mean, what damage could this do? Well, we'll do a lot of damage. It would be great for people that made movies using capture cards. It would be fun for hide and seek. Also, I would make an option to take out one or more weapons in a game editor. Example, there would be a list of all the weapons. You would be able to, and you could enable or disable some of them. I'm sure MLG players would love this. Would love this to disable the noob stick, meaning the sword, plasma sword. I would also change some options for the actual pregame lobby in multiplayer. I would add a menu, advanced options, where you could do more than just quick options menu. I would also change when you were in the map select, or rules menu. If you hit B, it would only take you back to one level instead of all the way back to the pregame
lobby.
Yeah,
no kidding.
This is small, but it could be very annoying.
Yeah. Or when you're in
yeah, I know.
Or when you have two people signed in at Xbox Live in a party and you hit B, instead of like saying, "Do you sure you want to sign out?" it like automatically signs you out and you sit there and have to go, "Oh man." Cuz it doesn't do that and then when you only have one person, you have to sit there and wait. And then you have to have, a lot of times I have to have the other guy sign out first so that they could, cuz otherwise it just gets to be a pain. So we just both oh man.
Oh, or every time switch an option under, like, game options, it after you finish that, it automatically takes you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is another one that he wrote down that seems pretty interesting about D-Rankers. He wrote, I would also add two major options for Xbox Live. First would be the ability boot D-Rankers to commit suicide more than 4 times, and the option would appear to everyone on their team to boot them. And then every time after that... Oh, and then every time after that, I'm sure everyone who plays Xbox Live would agree.
Yeah, totally. Like, the same way it pops up in the middle of your screen to boot someone that is a betrayer. Like, maybe it can pop up in the bottom right as you're playing. Just a tiny option to say, hit X to agree to boot this person. Hit, you know, B to vote no, or something like that.
You know a solution to that?
Well, the only...
Huh?
I found a... Say if you're using explosives, go stand right next to them, because they'll betray you, and then you'll eventually get the option.
Yeah, that's true, and a lot of times, you know, that's pretty much the only way to kill yourself, you know, so...
Yeah.
If you can get in there, that's a good way to do it, but it's still kind of a pain, you know, it should be...
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure Bungie probably already has that in mind. That's kind of obvious, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. Or, the only problem I see with giving them a certain amount of... certain amount of suicides before you boot them. Let's say you're in a close game and they kill themselves 4 times and you lose by 4. Yeah.
Well, they could do like...
So, just give you the option to just boot them, period, you know?
Yeah, they could do like within a certain time period or something like that. And besides, if they have everybody vote on it and just the game keeps track of who votes and everybody knows that they weren't, you know, trying to do that, and if it's a close game and everybody wants to win, then they're obviously not going to vote, you know, all vote for him to leave. So, anyway.
I don't like, like, I was playing at Burial Mounds, and I was just driving around in the hog with a buddy, and then it flipped over, and then I flipped it and accidentally killed him, and he had, like, some hold X to boot reflex, and I was gone before I could say anything.
Oh, man. I hate when that happens, when you like, flip the Jeep or something, and you fall out, and as you're falling out, it falls on top of you, and you die. You're like, damn it!
Yeah, there was, like, 1 week where somebody would die legitimately. Then when he came back, he goes, JVB, it gave me the option to boot you. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you didn't kill me or anything, but it just gave me the option to boot you. And then somebody else was like, yeah, it gave me the option to boot you too. I'm like, what?
What the heck?
Yeah, it was weird. So I don't know if it had anything to do with the emulation from 360.
Huh. That happened to weird. Me. I was playing Cat and Mouse, and me and this other guy bumped Jeeps, and the Jeeps all of a sudden, like, spontaneously combusted. And I was the only one left, and I had, like, 3 betrayals on me somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so let's...
All right, and then the last thing he says was, I would also like to make an option to save other people's game types.
Yes.
When people give you party leadership, you automatically start with whatever game type that they had last. You should be able to save it to your Xbox, too.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's such a cool idea.
Because nice. Yeah. I believe Far Cry does that, where you can actually download somebody else's map and game type. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you can also, you know, edit maps, create your own maps, and post them on there and stuff, which is, you know, which would be cool, too. But just that little tweak to the way the system works now would let other people that you know create game types, give you party leader, and then you save it to your hard drive so you can use that later. I think that'd be awesome.
Or if
the only problem I see with that is that since the Xbox 360 comes in 2 different
versions,
packages, core and
the premium or
premium,
whatever. Yeah.
You know, that might be a problem with, let's say, if you had a core and I wanted to give you my game type.
Yeah.
Then you're left out pretty much, so.
No, the core comes then, with, you know, the 64 megabyte memory card.
Yeah. Well, a game type, I'm sure that's not even a big file, but like some kind of custom map or something. Yeah.
Well, it could be like, and we should move on, but it could be like, you know, if there's no memory plugged in, there's no hard drive, it could be like no memory found or something like that. So you have the option to do it, but anyway.
Yeah.
It would show up where it says player failed to load map, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hate that. I feel a little bad, man. Anyway, moving on.
Alrighty.
G-Man, looks like you're up.
Spartan8772 says, If Bungie called me up today and asked me about Halo 3 stuff that I wanted, I would tell them to make sure that everything in cutscenes loads at the same time. And I posted in the forum about this, how I said everything wasn't all there at the same time. Like, if you noticed in the scene where the pelicans come down from the ship, and there's that sniper pair, sometimes they're not there immediately.
Or all the pop-in going on.
Yeah, yeah, the detail on the Master Chief's armor is not all there. Yeah, he's like a naked green guy.
Yeah, that was a naked green guy.
Dude, if he looks like that naked, he's got some serious problems.
Okay.
He's had some major alterations to the bone structure.
Yeah, he's missing something. He's missing some tools there.
Okay. And,
guess when you're a super soldier, you don't need tools.
They genetically modified you.
You could call him Master Hermie.
Futuristic catheter, dude. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know about other people, but I like to know what is going on during the game before I go and destroy every Covenant guy I find. And whenever I played Halo 2 on my old Xbox, I always got distracted whenever the cutscene would load, and then a second later the people in the cutscene would load. I think this takes away from the Halo experience.
Amen, Brother Spartan.
Yeah, that was just a hardware limitation, but that'll change.
And something that we can't have in the Halo experience is a eunuch Master Chief.
True.
Is what?
A eunuch.
Oh,
Master Chief. Without his equipment. Okay. X Eclipse X says, I think it would be cool in Halo 3 to put more levels at night on campaign and to stick back to the night vision thing on the sniper like in Halo 1.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And with grenades, they should blow up just a little bit quicker to bring in co-op over Xbox Live.
Yeah, that was actually, I thought that whole level was really cool because it felt like you were on a surprise mission where you're trying to take these guys out by surprise, you know?
Well, that's pretty much what you were doing because everyone's like sleeping or walking around.
I know, it felt like you're trying to kind of infiltrate their base and surprise. It was like the whole concept made it feel more like a real war, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Except, what's it called? The plasma, the stickies. It's kind of annoying when you're playing like midship games. It's all the only grenade you get, and you try to throw them at the ground to get someone away from you, but they just run right over it because it hasn't gone off yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the end of the Halo 3 portion. We're going to talk about some other games that Halo freaks play here. And guys, if your tips didn't get read, it's because we've already covered it or we didn't have time. So. Moving on. I think actually we had time to cover all this stuff, so that's cool.
Minute 5. Mm-hmm. Hour 5.
Yeah, so we'll probably, you know, read a couple of these other games people play and then just kind of cut it short and finish this off, because you guys don't want to sit here all night listening to this.
But of course they
do. I don't care, man. Let's do it.
Do it now. Well, moving on.
Do it, I'm here. Kill me.
We'll go ahead and start this off, but...
all right, sorry about that.
Kill me, come on. Vinny.
Is this still me?
Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of move it on from here. But if I were trapped in a basement while aliens ravaged the Earth and I can only play one game and it wasn't Halo 2, what would I play? We asked this on podtacular.com and we got bunches and bunches of responses here. So let's get on to those. We got one from Simon here. Simon says, other than Halo, I enjoy playing Star Wars Battlefront 2, Madden 06, and Ghost Recon. I truly recommend Star Wars Battlefront series because they make you feel as if you're really out there fighting. In Battlefront 2, some of the controls have changed, so here's a hint. If you can't figure out how to reload, it's the direction pad down. Some people don't bother taking a look at the controls and jumping right in, so kind of messes things up. Anyway, that's cool. I want to get that. Do you guys play Battlefront 2?
Oh, I had some friends tell me to go out there. They were like, go to Blockbuster now.
Go to Blockbuster now! Come on!
Hurry!
Anyway, I got one from Rockfest who had a comment about Halo PC. This is pretty cool. In one of your earlier shows, you mentioned Halo PC maps and wondered what they were. So he kind of goes over all the Halo PC maps. So this is pretty sweet. Death Island is the Silent Cartographer map. Only the outside and a little of the inside is available, though. Jeffrophobia, I guess. Jeffrophobia.
I guess that's a custom.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy name.
I know where you get. That's one of those customs that people make and then they host them.
So Gibbish Mama Lava Jongers is the coolest map ever. It is a huge bridge that extends across the map with balconies on either side. And when he says huge, he means huge. It takes about a minute to drive from one end to the other.
Wow.
That's just a waste of time.
I guess so.
It'll be a good drag race.
Yeah, totally. They brought race back. Also, there's other Halo PC maps, like Danger Canyon is a large canyon. It's great for CTF. Sounds cool. Danger Canyon.
Not just a regular...
They can put NOS on the Warthog for that map.
Danger in a world with danger.
There are canyons.
In a world where danger is a canyon. Also, Wizard is almost exactly like Warlock, probably without the fog and water and darkness.
Or the double sides. Did you ever notice that? Mm.
Yeah, there's Wizard in Halo 1, isn't there?
Yeah, but, like, Wizard, there was, like, two Wizards.
There was two Wizards?
Yeah,
like Gandalf and Saruman?
No, there was, like, a Red Wizard side and there's a Blue Wizard
of
side.
Evil.
There was the gray and the white Gandalf. But there was,
run, you fools.
There was a red and a blue side to Wizard, but now they just put four teams on the corners.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Wonderful.
Nice. Timberland, you shall not pass. That'd be awesome. Timberland is a large valley with rivers and trees. Each team has a base and a bunch of warthogs. 8 warthogs total on a map at a time, if you didn't know.
Wow.
4 normal and 4 nice. Rocket. Rocket, I guess he's... No, what's a rocket warthog? Is that something just for Halo PC?
It's like, yeah, it's just for PC. I have the demo for it. Mm-hmm. It's like a 3-shot rocket.
Oh, nice.
And it reloads after 3.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
but
crazy.
But the downside is, because it's a 3 rocket, like, the launchers are lined up unequally, so they don't actually go where your targeting reticle is.
Well.
And
so
they're not tracked down either.
I hear what you're saying.
Crazy.
And I heard they made a mod for that map.
Yeah.
Where you could put explosive bear poop.
Dude, I have that in real life, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I always keep a couple handy. You never know.
Hey, watch out for that poop there, huh?
Especially when I'm going hiking, man. That comes in real handy.
That's pretty...
Yeah, because you know the bears, they love to sniff each other's poop.
I don't worry about the bears. You know what I do is I put it on the trail and just kind of back up in the bushes and, you know, watch. Wait for hikers to go by.
or like, you go up after a week. No hikers went up after a week. You come back, there's like bears all over the mountains with no head.
Pieces of bears everywhere. Shouldn't have sniffed the poop. That's what you get.
Oh, man. See? That's what you get for being a poop sniffer.
Or once tried to sniff his butt like a dog.
Oh, dude.
Anyway, Infinity is another huge map. There are giant bases teleporters everywhere. That's like, what is it, Chiron or something like that? On Halo 1, where it was like just this
that
giant,
so
massive
annoying.
Group of small rooms and 2 teleporters. That was a mess, man.
If you ever played King of the Hill there, that is the real rush because you're like, where's the right teleporter? And you can't quite find it. And they're getting all sorts of free time while you try to find the right one.
That'd be loco. Man, I wish I had some like people in my area that played Halo 1 or Halo 2 for that matter that we could like come over and have a LAN party or something. That'd be so sweet. I haven't done that
there
in so
be
long.
Like a, there should be like a, what's it called? Like a Podtacular Con.
That'd be pretty nice. Yeah, maybe, who knows, if we get big enough, we could do that. So, okay, moving on. Right. Got one from Immortal 3 who says, if I were trapped in a basement while aliens ravaged the Earth and I could only play one game and it wasn't Halo 2, I would bring Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. Dude, I'm so pumped for this game. This was just announced, as we're recording, this was just announced just today.
March 20th.
That it's coming out on March 20th. Dude, I might actually buy a 360 for this. Fuck.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do
it. I saw that in my OXM.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait, man. Generation. I played Morrowind for quite a long time and really enjoyed it. But, you know, hey, if you guys are into this game, by the way, here's a major tip that I was really pumped about. There's this podcast called Gaming Steve, and the guy's like...
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I listen to Gaming Steve.
Yeah, the guy's kind of funny because he's like kind of a dork, but he's a cool guy, though. But
yeah.
He's a cool dork.
He has a lot of...
But,
yeah, he's...
He's, anyway,
he's a cool geek, you know?
Yeah, so like he has the show recently, right, where he actually has an interview with the guy that runs the PR for the company that does Morrowind, the Bethesda Games, and the guy actually has a lot to do with the game as well, so he knows a lot of details about it, and he goes into an hour-long interview with this dude, and it's so awesome. If you guys are really looking forward to this game, that's something to definitely check out. And after that, he has a preview. He played the game for 6 hours, so he has a preview of him playing the game. The first one is he's pretty long-winded, so the first one...
I think I may have the demo.
Oh, sweet. But podcast after that is him talking about like the tutorial type section where he goes through and he talks all about how it teaches you how to do all this stuff and you know what he went through, and then he's actually going to do a third Oblivion podcast where he talks about what happened after that in the rest of his 6 hour session and what he went through. But dude, it sounds so awesome. It really improves on... I had spent so much time on this, but it really improves on what Morrowind was. In Morrowind, like, everybody's always just standing around 24 hours a day. They'll like stand in the middle of a square and just sit there, you know, in the middle of the night, 4 a.m. and they're just sitting there with a torch, you know, and it's nighttime, so they pull out a torch and they sit there some more.
That's like a Zelda. If you played the original Zelda on Nintendo 64.
Yeah. It's like
they're all just standing there.
Or sometimes they walk around randomly, like, oh, I'm walking to this store, walking back to that store. Yeah.
All
right.
No, this one closed. I heard they're gonna all have their own types of responsibilities and everything.
Yeah, this time everybody like has jobs and things to do, so when they're walking around they're actually walking to somewhere. Like, for instance, if you go to a store in the middle of the night, there won't be someone there because it's freaking closed. It's the middle of the night. They're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Shenmue.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what time it was, there was somebody.
Yeah. So, and also, like, people go to church on Sunday and stuff like that. So you just, you know, it's always a different world depending on the time and stuff. So it's really cool. People will stop, you know, on the way where they're going to talk to somebody they know.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, it looks really awesome.
Can't wait for that.
And for all those Sam Fisher fans out there, if you're looking forward to Splinter Cell Double Agent, I can tell you, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I've seen some new pictures.
Oh,
pretty sweet.
There's going to be a difference, like the Ghost Recon 3, between the Xbox version and the 360 version for it. There's this skydive scene where you go in the enemy territory. If you have a 360, you can play the skydiving scene, but if you don't, you can just watch it.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, on Splinter Cell, yeah.
Well, why don't we kind of skip ahead here, and you guys each read like one or two, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. Okay.
So I think JVB, you're up next, dude.
Yeah, Shoe Jabbles. He says, if I was to play a game outside of Halo while stuck in a basement, I'd play the PC game Savage. So much fun.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it personally, but, you know. Quality Jeverage, he says, Ninja Gaiden. It's unbelievably fun, incredibly hard. So you'd be occupied for a good while. Also, it's not for Xbox. I would bring it's not for Xbox, but I would bring World of Warcraft because, well, you know, it's like crack.
World of Warcraft.
And I've heard it is. Yeah, it's as far as Ninja Gaiden is concerned, with all the Hurricane packs and, you know, the free downloads, that game has a lot of longevity.
You can snort those downloads.
Nice.
Yeah, it's...
Wow. I'll have to try that one.
And I'll do one more. This is from The Beast 205. I think I will play KOTOR 2, Knights of the Old Republic 2, because it is really long and expansive. The other game would be, if after March 8th, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, because it just kicks buttocks.
Nice.
And... G-Man, you're next, buddy.
The guy to your left says, you're on my right. Okay.
Next tip.
If I was trapped in a basement with other games in Halo, they would be Halo. Well, I think we can cut that one out. Star Wars Battlefront 2, Dead or Alive 4, I think we all know why. Perfect Dark Zero, and Star Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Star Wars.
He did write that too.
Star Wars. Dude, that game is awesome. The stars have some serious
Star Wars.
It's all about frequencies.
Yeah, really. Okay. A lot of amperage.
Dude,
and
I pwned your wattage.
You blew up fuse. What's wrong with
Dang
you?
It.
Did you pay your electric bill?
Press X to screw in the light bulb.
Okay.
He's using the noob combo.
Hit Y to change
fuse. Ladder
fumes.
And fucking.
Okay. Yeah. Dead or Alive 4, because I love the series and how fun the game is itself. Or Perfect Dark Zero, because it's just so fun with its multiplayer having a mix of normal multiplayer and Counter-Strike like Operation multiplayer. G-Boy says, if I was stuck in a basement without Halo 2, I would play Halo 1 for the PC. There's just so much you can do to liven up the game experience. I'd also play a Splinter Cell series. The action in there is so tense, you could have a heart attack when you hear a gunshot in the game.
Dang.
I guess that's not good for your health. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't play that.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, I would recommend like not playing that if you have a problem with heart attacks.
Hook yourself up to a defibrillator beforehand.
Yeah, really. Make sure, like, someone in your family is in the general area. Just in case.
Make sure they get locked in that basement with you.
Yeah.
Remember that device they used to show on TV where they showed a bunch of old people and the guy was like, I'm having a heart attack. It went around your neck.
Oh, yeah. It was
like, or help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the heart attack warning device thing. Oh, man.
I'm having a heart attack.
You're like pressing the heart attack button. Like, please hold for the next available representative.
I know, because you got to go through Microsoft. You're pretty much
the expected wait time is until the end of your heart attack.
Your service was canceled last month.
Yeah, really? Oh, pay your bill.
Oh, damn. You only have the silver account. You need a gold account.
Nice job, Jackass.
Silver is only good for seizures.
Yeah, really?
And all they do is put a spoon in your mouth so you don't swallow your tongue.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You get to keep the spoon, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I heard they were sterling silver, too.
Nice.
Xbox 360 spoons.
Silver spoons.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and something I just remembered. I was playing Counter-Strike a month ago, and there was this weird guy, and he was saying that his uncle was Bill Gates' brother or something like that.
Aw, yeah,
that was me.
And then he was saying that the Halo 3 demo was like a hologram that came out of Master Chief's statuette.
Oh, Jesus.
And that there was a new weapon that was like, what's the one that shoots?
A water pistol.
The big green blob.
Super
what's that called? Whatever that thing is. Oh, yeah. The one that, it was like a plasma grenade Gatling gun. I'm like, yeah, how believable is this?
Yeah, and they had the custom
He said
team
the chest opened
included,
and, like,
right?
The mini disc popped out. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Oh. So he was like Optimus Prime in the Transformer movie when he took out the Matrix.
Yeah.
You got the touch, man.
You got the touch.
Oh, Optimus Prime's awesome. Well, that brings us to the end, guys, of another episode. Whew,
yeah.
Man, this is a good one. This was good. Well, tune in next week.
Oh, man, I forgot to hit record.
Dude, people say that, in case you guys don't know out there, people say that at the end of every freaking episode, and every time it gives me a heart attack, and I have to go, I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, wait. Can you hear me now? Oh, sorry, my mic is on mute.
Fallen.
Well, guys, tune in next week for the PodTech Your Tips show, where we help you level up and stay there. We're going to be covering general gameplay tips, tips for noobs, a map of the month with specific tips spread out by game type, and, of course, the random tip of the week.
Also, send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, news, Halo 3 wishlist, Tales from the Foxhole, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. We actually ask for different stuff every week. You can check it out and send it to the new Podtacular website at podtacular.com.
That's a pretty slick website if you haven't been there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The implementation of adding videos.
And the member section.
Member.
You said member.
Okay.
Dude.
The clearer your submitted tips are, the less they will be changed. And try to spell your stuff correctly. We don't need any Star Watts in here. And,
or AMAZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or add
the Halo 3 and AMAZ show has been brought to you by
add.
And don't use internet slang, like no capitalization or weird acronyms like add.
Oh, MG, WTF, BBQ.
Like Hacksaw or Noob.
Neat. And don't send in stuff we've already covered if you can help it. Yeah. And you can always check that out so you don't screw it all up. Just check out the show notes.
Yeah. Yep, no kidding. And you can also call our listener voicemail line at 206-888-HALO. And you can leave a voicemail for us. We play those voicemails once a month, so don't expect it to be necessarily in the next show. But, you know, we'll check it out. And if it's good, as long as it's less than 3 minutes, we'll put it on there.
Yeah, and as usual, I would like to, we would like to thank Freak and Abyssal, Freak in a Box, for editing the show, and to Jube Lane for editing the pre-show notes.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Shout-outs to Tollbooth Willie with the Podtacular Pro D podcast. That link's in the show notes.
Yeah, I got to check that one out.
Tim Edinger, Andrew Jones, Ace Rocky Rob, MC Phantom, Phantom Vanguard, Commander Jesus, and Obsidian Raven. And congrats to Paradox for his logo design. He won the Pod TV logo competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right, guys. So until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm G-Man.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Triple kill.
Keep on fragging bear poop.
Or hikers with the bear poop.
Or bears with the bear poop.
Yeah, right. The bear who pooped. Fragging.
Fragging now.
The bear who dies is like, friendly fire.
I'm pooping, you idiot.
Nice. All right,
don't
guys.
Poop from who I am.
All right. See you next time.
There's only one thing left to say.